1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
All right, there's no conniving Richard Hatch to hate, no vitriol-spewing Susan Hawke to raise your eyebrows, but as Survivor, the Australian Outback nears its conclusion tonight. Tonight at 8 o'clock, the second season of the reality game show has managed some trademark moments. It's been a ratings bonanza for CBS. It has pretty much spelled, am I right about this, Mike? It's the end of must-see TV. Pretty much spelled the end of NBC's hold on Thursday night. And we're going to talk about tonight's Survivor with Doug Danger, the entertainment critic for the Orange County Courier, what to expect. And the other thing I wanted to ask you about, Doug, is because I saw that you're teaching an extension course at Duarte University entitled, Now You Are an Openly Gay Man.
That's correct, Bill.
You are...
I'm an openly gay man. I'm openly gay journalist. These are things that are important to me in my life, right?
Now, you are teaching an extension class at Duarte University entitled Making Your Gayness Work for You in Strategy and Business. And you also say that you know the winner in tonight's Survivor.
I do know the winner, Phil, and I will reveal the winner on your show here tonight. I'm also going to reveal the winner in my Orange County Courier column for next week.
Tell me a little bit about this extension course you're teaching.
Phil, basically, I recognized after I came out of the closet last January that, and I had been closeted as most gay people, I wasn't aware of my own strengths, but after I came out of the closet, I realized that my senses as a gay man and as a gay journalist were heightened. My ability to see people as they really are, my ability to see people as they are, and I understood that as a gay man and as a gay journalist, because I had to put up with so much discrimination.
Now, you indicate that there are seven senses that gay people have, that most people have six. Now, there are the five basic...
Well, the five basic senses are sight, touch, taste, sound, smell. Extrasensory perception is the so-called sixth sense. Gay men and as me as a gay journalist, we have a seventh sense, which is really our gayness. Last year on these airwaves, you heard me pick Richard Hatch. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, my gay sense told me I thought he'd be the winner. And
all right, well, who is this year's winner, according to... Now, you're saying that your gayness is almost like some sensibility that you have, that it's like it's not ESP?
It's not ESP. It's nothing that I could really explain to you or to your listeners. It's just the fact that I'm gay gives me the ability to see people the way straight people can. Gay people see people the way straight people can. We understand people better. We understand their fears. We understand what they're hiding.
So how does that help you pick out who the winner is?
I can tell by looking at Jeff Probst. I can tell by looking at the other contestants. I can tell who they most fear, and I can tell who they most favor. And by putting all those things together, I can tell who the winner is going to be tonight. And
so you wouldn't call it ESP?
That's not ESP.
Because it sounds to me more like you're just a deductive ability that gay people have that straight people don't have.
I think that's a good description. We can deduce much quicker, more rapid fire than straight people.
All right, so who's the winner?
Phil, tonight's winner is going to be Tina.
Tina? Okay, and who are the other two guys, Mike? Colby and Keith?
Colby and Keith, the other two, but I think Tina is... I don't think I know it's going to be Tina. This year, the gaiety in me is picking up Tina. Not for any reason other than my gay sense is telling me that. I guarantee Tina's going to win.
You guarantee it?
I guarantee it. And the reason why I can say that is I have the perceptive ability that as a gay man, as a gay journalist, others don't have.
As a journalist...
And see, when you say I'm a journalist, that's an incomplete statement.
All right, as a gay journalist...
That's correct. As a gay journalist, this helps me.
I was going to say, so if you have, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, a heightened sense about people, this must be a positive thing.
Absolutely. That's why I think it makes me a good media critic, and that's why I know, I know it's going to be Tina.
All right, Doug Danger, you just heard it, our entertainment critic on the Phil Hendry Show. He says Tina will be the winner tonight on Survivor. So I guess that means there's going to be a lot of people tuning in to see if you're right.
Well, I know you don't mean to, Phil, but it's kind of an insult. When you say tuning in to see if I'm right, it insults me, and I know you don't mean to insult me.
And it, well, how am I insulting you?
Because I am right. And when you say tune in to see, the reason why I'm on your program, what I understood and what Mike Schaefer told me, your producer, is I would come on so that people wouldn't have to watch. Did I get that wrong?
What did Mike tell you?
He told me, come on tonight and tell everybody who's going to win. That way they won't have to watch.
But don't you think it's curiosity? I mean, people are going
to... No, I don't think it's curiosity. I know you don't mean to offend me, but you are offending me. I'm telling you what will happen, and I'm asking you as, you know, as a friend, don't insult me by saying I may be wrong.
So Tina's going to win tonight. Can I give out our phone?
Go ahead.
Yeah, give out our phone numbers now. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The number of the Phil Hendry Show. Doug Danger, who is the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, is on the line. Tina will win tonight on Survivor. Is that a fair statement?
I think that's completely accurate, yeah.
So that is inoffensive.
That will not offend me if you say it that way. But when you say tune in tonight to see if Doug is right, that offends me, obviously.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger, Tina will win on Survivor tonight. Now, question. CBS, if you reveal the winner, may sue.
CBS, I don't think they're not going to sue.
Well, I mean, and you just revealed the winner because...
I revealed the winner. CBS is not going to sue. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and CBS, pound for pound, probably has more gay people employed there than any other network.
Now, why do you say that?
Well, I don't know what it is. It's something you wouldn't understand. It's just that my gay sense, because I am a gay man and a gay journalist, CBS has a gay feel to it. It probably goes back to Perry Mason. I think Murder, She Wrote, I think, is a dead giveaway.
You're saying Murder, She Wrote was produced or written?
I will tell you right now, if Murder, She Wrote did not have gay writers, then I am not a gay man and I'm not a gay journalist. CBS is not going to sue because... In my opinion, that would alienate an overwhelmingly gay staff and gay executive board, and the gays at CBS would rise up.
All right, so Tina is going to win on Survivor tonight, and you don't want me to say that that's your opinion?
No, because that is a fact.
All right, I call it your opinion because I don't believe you have evidence beyond this gay sense.
Well, see, your refusal to recognize my extra sensitivity as a gay man, as a gay journalist, contributed to the homophobia that probably murdered Matthew Shepard.
How dare you say that to me?
Well, but I know you don't mean to say it, Phil.
No, how dare you say to me that if I don't believe you when you say that Tina's going to win on Survivor, that I contributed to the murder of Matthew Shepard?
Yes, you did. And I know you don't mean to. But anybody who doesn't believe that Tina's going to win because I said it, in an indirect way, Phil, contributed to the murder of Matthew Shepard.
And that's brutally wrong of you to say that.
Look, I know you're upset.
Yeah, I'm upset. I wouldn't want to be tied into that horrific murder because I don't particularly think that you may be right.
But that is an innate homophobia. Look, Phil, I'm not angry at you. I know you're angry. And I'm not calling you a murderer.
Yes, you're saying that because I don't believe that you know that Tina's going to win on Survivor, I contributed to the murder of Matthew Shepard. Yeah, I think that's brutal. Okay?
All right, I didn't mean to offend you, but I'm telling you the truth. For you and your listeners out there, I know who's going to win on Survivor. If you don't believe me, then you in your own way murdered...
Matthew Shepard.
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger is an entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. Because he has what he calls the seventh gay sense, he knows who's going to win on Survivor tonight. And it's going to be Tina. If you don't believe him, then you contributed to the murder of Matthew Shepard. I don't know how he comes to that conclusion. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
One 800 449 8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, I may have a sensibility that straight people don't have. If you consider, Phil, that how long I was in the closet, and if you consider putting up with discrimination and bigotry, that means that I sense things around me.
Because you were in the closet so long, what?
Because if you're inside of a closet with the door locked, you got to put your ear up against the door to hear things better. Once you're out of the closet, you hear things better than most people.
All right, Doug Danger is with us on the Phil Hendry Show. He says because he's a gay man and a gay journalist, he has the seventh gay sense, and he knows absolutely it's going to be Tina, the winner tonight on Survivor.
That is exactly right.
And if I doubt that at all, I'm homophobic, and I contributed to the murder of Matthew Shepard.
I know you're a good man, Phil, but inadvertently, yes, you do.
And it doesn't matter to you that you're offending me. It doesn't matter to you that you're...
I hear that you're offended. I don't mean to offend you, but indirectly, yes. Because you don't believe that Tina will win, you contributed to the homophobia that led to Matthew Shepard's death.
Because I don't believe that you say that Tina will win. Here is Heather on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil. This
yes,
is
ma'am.
Heather. I've got a comment for Doug. Since he says he's got a certain seventh sense because he's a gay man and a gay journalist because he was in the closet for so long.
Because of my gayness, yes.
Right. Well, let me flip the tables on you for a second. What if I were to tell you that
Do you know gay people?
No, listen.
I'm just asking. Do you know gay people?
Absolutely. I work with gay people. My uncle's gay, so that's not
the
issue.
When you say that you work with gay people, what do you counsel them or something?
My uncle is gay. Let me make my comment.
So you try to make yourself like you're better than gay people.
She didn't say that. She works.
No, what I was trying to my point
was. Do you counsel them on how not to be gay?
Is that if I was an addict for years in the closet and my ear was up to the door too? So let's say that if you're saying people have a seventh sense about them. Is that if that's not correct, that possibly I could say Keith's going to win, but if you didn't agree with me, then you are.
Heather, you're a little hypothetical. Your hypothetical situation.
No,
you can talk to that. It's got nothing to do with straight people. This is only something that gay people. I don't care if you're an addict or whatever. This has got to do with gay people.
So you don't care about other people. You don't care about other people's experiences, only your own.
No. The gay people have had a unique experience insofar as our gayness was shoved way down. Now that our gayness is out, I've been out since January. Okay, so I've seen a lot.
You've been out since January. You've seen a lot. There have been people who've been out 20 years.
Exactly.
Excuse me. Neither one of you were gay. So
no, but I have an uncle who was in the closet for 10 years, and so he's not claiming to have an extra sense. Absolutely.
Yes, he's gay if he's been in a closet.
I don't know.
Yeah, but
what? He was in the closet looking for a hunting rifle.
He's been out 15 years, and I'm saying people hide their...
What was he doing in there?
People hide other things, and you're claiming to only have this sense. What's
it is a seventh sense.
You're the one that's bringing.
It's a seventh sense.
No, you're bringing the discriminatory thing to the table because you're saying because I'm gay, I'm the only person that can have it.
I didn't say that. I said because I have my gayety sense. I know. Who do you think's going to win?
Oh, I think Kobe's going to win.
You're wrong. Okay, because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
But you're saying that I have a seventh sense.
Do you have a gay sense?
Let's say I am gay. Why? I am gay and I say that Kobe's going to win.
No, you're not gay.
Then how is
that? If you were gay, you'd say Tina most probably because I think you would have the gay ability to say that.
Well, Phil, what I'm going to encourage
the
is
gay ability.
For all the gay callers to
Look
at, call.
I'm a gay man
and
a gay journalist,
how many
okay?
people really
and I,
believe that Tina's going to win.
Tina's gonna
but
win.
You must be so insecure that you keep bringing this gay issue up.
No, I'm saying I'm gay, and that gives... Do you know I'm
and
a gay man and a gay journalist?
And you said you're gay 10 times in the last, 10 seconds.
Yes.
I've heard that you're gay.
No,
I'm saying that.
I'm saying to establish that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Yes, we got it.
Oh, yes, we got it. Well, then how come the two of you are arguing with me?
Because we don't get it about your whole gay ability thing, man. That you...
And I think it's incredible that you would
you
tell
know that I'm
Phil,
gay.
Phil or anybody else that if they happen to disagree with you...
That I contributed,
and that's real
Heather,
that's real interesting because you should know, being in the closet as long as you were, that if anybody disagreed with your lifestyle or things like that, how horrible that would feel. So no one's saying we disagree with your lifestyle.
I think
we're
you're
saying
making a
we
good
disagree
point.
With your point.
But I have to ask you a question. You know I'm gay, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm assuming that's what you say, so I'm taking you on your word.
I'm a gay journalist, right?
For the 10th time.
Yeah, we heard you.
Okay. Tina's going to win.
Got it. All right. Look at Heather. Thanks for your call.
What is with you today?
What's the matter?
You're getting all upset because I'm saying I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
It's like, I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist. I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist. I know that you're a gay man and I know that you're a gay journalist.
Then why don't you believe that Tina's going to win?
What is it with you? I'm a gay man, a gay journalist. Tina's going to win, and you killed Matthew Shepard. 1-800-449-8686. Sherry on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I, I guess I have to start out with saying, is this guy for real?
Doug, what is it with you, man?
Phil, I was in the closet.
I've been in the closet. Please let me speak.
Are you gay?
If he's for real, I want to know. I'm a woman.
You're gay.
I have woman's intuition.
No,
and
that
I am telling
exist.
You that Tina will not win.
Gay ability
only
exists.
As a matter of fact, Kobe will win.
No, he won't. Tina's going to win because I'm gay and I have a developed sense of perception that straight people don't have. Women's intuition doesn't exist per se. Gay ability and the gayety of it does.
You know,
okay?
I think for you to tell me that, I disagree with you, so therefore I have caused Matthew Shepard's death, and I'm homophobic.
Not that you meant to.
You are so far off center.
That's cruel, man. You said that to me.
Look, neither one of you got you or Sherry meant to do it. But by your homophobia...
Just because I don't think that you know what the hell it is you're talking about, you draw the long leap that I contributed...
Because it's homophobia. Okay? Both of you deep down hate gays.
I am not homophobic, number one. Number two...
Are you gay?
I am not gay.
Well, there you go.
And therefore, it gives me the right to say my heterosexual sense tells me that Tina is not winning, Kobe's winning. So there you are.
There is no such thing as a heterosexual sense.
Oh, how do you know? You're gay. How would you know?
You were never in the closet. You were always heterosexual.
How do you know?
Oh, you mean you hid your...
How do you know that I haven't been discriminated against as a businesswoman?
You hid your heterosexuality? Now, tell me you didn't lip lock some guy in public. Of course you have. That's not hiding it. You're right out there with it. And I'm sure, Sherry, maybe in your younger years, in a park on a summer night, you guys went ahead and got behind a tree.
Well, what has this got to do with anything?
I'm just saying, she never hit her.
Presumption that it's all based on sex is wrong.
Well,
now you have further segregated your point because you have now moved from an intellectual intuition.
All right, well,
to
you've never lip-locked a guy in the park. Okay, did you ever make it with a guy in a park?
I don't think that's important.
All right,
what does that have to do with your supposed intuition?
Then you don't have a heterosexual sense.
All right, thank you. So, in other words, she must have had to have made it with some guy in a park in the...
In broad daylight.
In broad daylight. And in other words, so she's not hiding her heterosexuality. I think that's what you're trying to say. I'm not sure. Here is Robert on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I've been listening to Doug, and I really want to make a comment because, Doug, I really think you're contributing to homophobia more than anybody.
I'm gay.
Well, let me, and we know that.
Are you gay?
Let me tell you what you do.
You know I'm gay, don't you?
We've heard that 20 times.
Well,
now, let me tell you what you do, though. You're sitting there trying to make everybody think you're something special because you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
I am.
But listen, anytime any sect of the population tries to say that there's something better than another sect, that's what causes people to start homophobias. That's what causes the white and black problem. I mean, it's
let's just tell it like it is. As a gay man, I'm a little bit better than you. Not a lot, but a little bit. I have the gay perception. Okay,
you
that's
know
all
what?
I'm
you're a legend in your own mind, aren't you?
No, I'm just saying. Read it and weep. Tina wins tonight.
What if you're wrong?
I won't.
You know what? You got a 1 out of 2 or 3 chance of getting that right.
She will win tonight. I guarantee it as a gay man and as a gay journalist. Now, as a gay man, are you gay?
No.
He said he is. He's not gay. You asking?
And you're not, right, Phil?
No, and you ought to know that. You've known me for 10 years. Now, if Tina doesn't win...
She's not. There's no if. She'll win.
Well, let's just say...
No, you can't go there.
Why not?
Because it's just not going to happen.
Because God himself said that she was going to win because he's all-knowing, all-wise.
No, I'm just saying it. I'm gay.
No, that's what you just said.
I'm saying I'm gay.
Yeah, but you're saying you're all-knowing, all-wise because you're gay.
Yeah.
You're smarter than everybody else because you're gay.
I'm not smarter, but I got the gay sense.
No. If you can pick all this stuff out, you're smarter than everybody else because we can't. You just said that.
I will accept your phone call tomorrow. I'll come back on Phil Hendry's show tomorrow. I'll accept your apology tomorrow.
Hey, let me tell you something, Doug. You also made the statement that you were all perceptive, but yet when the other lady was talking about her uncle who was gay and was in the closet for 10 years, you said, is he gay? And she said, well, yes. And he said, well, I didn't know that. Well, let me ask you a question. If you know everything, why didn't you know that?
He might have been looking for something.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry's show. Looking for something. Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Phil Hendry Show, by the way, I heard from San Diego today, and we're doing very well in San Diego. We had our winter numbers come out in San Diego, and the program director down there wanted me to tell you, Craig, that this disco music sounds like crap, and would you please play rock? And I didn't have the heart to send an email back saying, no, we're going to keep playing this. So maybe you can talk him into liking it, huh? 1-800, I love it. It's great, okay? But he's got a problem with it, and it has to do with his gaiety. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Doug Danger on the line here talking about, Doug, because you're gay, Tina's going to win.
No, it's not because I'm gay, Tina's going to win. It's because
you're gay, you believe she'll win.
No, because I'm gay, I perceive that Tina's going to win. I know she's going to win. She's not going to win because of my gaiety. She's going to win because I know, because I'm gay.
She's going to win because you're gay. That's what
No, she's going to win. I know she's going to win because I'm gay. That's what I'm saying. Because of my seventh gay sense. And I will tell you tomorrow, Phil, I'd be happy to come on your program and accept the apologies of all the people who've called up and said that I didn't know what I was talking about because of the gayism.
That you didn't know what you were talking about because of gayism. Here's Cameron on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say that I'm a lesbian, and I'm just wondering if something's wrong with me because I don't have the gay sin, the seventh gay sin.
Are you you're a woman, right?
Right.
Well, I don't know. Have you ever thought about it? Have you worked on it? Are you really gay? I mean, I don't, you know, if you don't, yeah, that's the whole thing. I mean, you put me at a disadvantage. I don't really know who you are.
Well,
you know who's going to win on Survivor?
Just because you say you are gay and you're a gay journalist.
Well, like, just because
because
you don't seem to be conscious of that part of you. Are you gay?
Yes, I am. I'm a lesbian.
You're a lesbian.
Right.
Well, are you gay or are you a lesbian?
It's the same thing.
I think it's pretty much one and the same.
All right. Well, if you think about it, you'll come to the conclusion that Tina's going to win tonight.
Well, see, now, I may have. I just
think
know
about
if
it.
I have ESG,
think,
okay?
Think about it.
But how about this?
Think about it.
When Tina stabbed Mad Dog in the back, how about that?
What's that?
How about when Tina stabbed Mad Dog in the back? What do you think about that? Did you watch Survivor?
Mad Dog was a contestant on the show? I don't know anything. I don't know. It's just that Tina.
Okay, so then how can
Tina's
even gonna
win. Tina's gonna win, Cameron. Don't worry about it. And if you don't know, it's your time. You know, it's time that you'll. Okay.
Here is Danny on the Phil Hendry Show.
Thanks, Phil. Hi, Doug?
Yes, ma'am.
Another lesbian calling. I guess you must have riled us all up. I'm calling you to let you know, I'm not real familiar with Survivor, but I think that bringing up a death into this is completely ludicrous. And a
well,
very
you know, I don't know what to say to you. Just because you don't have gay vision
doesn't
mean that I'm wrong.
What you think of yourself, but be careful about what you bring up.
You know what's wrong, Danny? It's because you don't have the gaiety. You're upset with me. That's your weakness, not mine.
Okay, well, you're quick at pointing everybody else's weakness. You don't see the flaw in your logic into thinking that maybe if we don't agree with you, then we must not be gay enough or we must be homophobic.
Are you gay?
Yes, lesbian last time I checked.
What do you mean last time you checked? What's that mean?
Well, I'm just saying you've been asking everybody involved whether a lesbian is gay. Well, are you gay?
Yes, I'm gay, but I'm not a lesbian.
Well, am I? Don't keep on asking that.
Okay, well, I'm not
ridiculous.
A lesbian. But the last time you checked,
I checked in a dictionary, lesbian and gay kind of were similar. I don't know. Are you familiar with that? What that is?
You're saying to me that you looked in the dictionary to look up lesbian.
Oh, please, just give
you know,
it
that's
up
the thing.
And,
see,
and
that's
just
the part that bothers
your logic
me.
Is completely
that's,
flawed.
My logic isn't flawed,
you're
Danny, because you
about
have
a
weakness.
A game show, and you're bringing up death, and you have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
Well, here's the thing that I resented. The fact that you said...
Last time you checked, what'd you do, look under the hood to see what you are?
I mean,
just
so
wait
cute.
A second. You're really funny. Wait a second. You said to me that I contributed to the death of Matthew Shepard.
Nobody
at pal.
Contributed to the death
look
just
at.
By disagreeing with you. I think
no,
you
it's
must
not
be
disagreeing.
That
you don't recognize my gay vision.
Do not bring
gay
up
vision.
Death in something so important.
Let me ask you something, Danny. Because you have the weakness in your gay vision doesn't mean that I'm wrong, okay? Because you have decided...
You're making absolutely no sense. What kind of studying did you... I mean, did you take any logic classes?
Logic
you
classes?
You absolutely make no
you
sense.
You know, I did about as many logic classes as you looking up what lesbian means in a dictionary. If you are one, you are one.
That was actually sarcasm, that you must be just a bad journalist not to be able to
Absolutely.
Pick it up.
She was being sarcastic.
Oh, listen to the straight guy checking
in. You must not be smart enough to pick it up.
The straight talk show host checking in.
The deaths relate a death and something so awful that happened to a gay man to a stupid game show. And
do you know
that
you Tina's going to win?
Anyone, because you can guess who won. Who cares?
Do you know Tina's going to win?
Who cares?
No, I'm
don't
just
bring up Matthew Shepard's death with that.
Are you
and
aware
don't accuse everybody else around of being lower than you.
Are you,
you
aware
are
that Tina's going
to
win?
Smart enough
right,
to
Danny,
be making these statements on the show.
I have to draw the conclusion then
and
that you
right
haven't
now,
developed
I am
your
done
gay.
And thank you, Phil, for your
gayety,
time, and
okay?
I don't think you contributed to anybody's
You obviously
death.
Are not gay enough if you don't know it's Tina.
Obviously,
work on your gayety
you're not
and
smart
march
enough
in a,
to even pick up on sarcasm for whatever you say,
you
I will dismiss.
You should go march in a gay parade. She gone?
Yes, she's gone. 1-800-449-8686. Brian on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? I know you're a gay man, and I know you're a gay journalist, so don't tell me that again. I'm going to give you a little credit.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, Doug.
All right. Because it was me that said it, not Mr. Henry.
He knows that.
Yeah. Okay, Doug. I'm going to give you a little credit. I can kind of relate, even though I'm not gay, but I'm going to...
All right, I was
going to
ask you that. Are you gay?
No, I'm not gay, but I can understand how you
And I don't mean sarcasm, but are you a lesbian?
Oh, come on.
Well, that last lady said she had to look it up in a dictionary.
All right, you going to let me finish?
Sure, go ahead.
I'm going to give you a little credit for saying that you have this gay vision. It's not unlike me telling my wife that when my little boy does something silly... I tell my wife, I can relate to what he's doing because I'm a guy and he's a guy, okay?
I don't get it, but go ahead.
All right, well, I'm giving you a little credit for your gay vision in the sense that you might think you can connect in a weird way with other gays.
I'm not saying I can connect with other gays. I'm saying I see life more clearly. That's
okay,
why I know Tina will win tonight.
Okay, good for you. I'm happy for you, and I won't dispute that. And what I think you owe Phil an apology for is trying to really stretch it and say that Phil has something to do with the death of Matthew Shepard
right.
just because he doesn't agree with you.
Exactly, and that was my...
Well, wait. Let's go through this step by step, Phil. I told you Tina's going to win. What'd you say?
I said that was your opinion.
So immediately you doubted me, which means your doubt comes from... a basic homophobia you were born with, and that's what led to Matthew Shepard's death.
No, it doesn't. It has nothing to do with homophobia.
You're sure you're not gay? Are you sure you're not gay, Brian?
I'm positive I'm not gay.
Will you knock it off with that, man? I know that that has nothing to do with it. You as a person, not as...
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Okay, you as a gay man and a gay journalist, I don't believe you. I don't think you got gay vision. I mean, Jesus.
Oh, listen, so now the straight people are going to have a laugh on me.
Hey,
okay.
Come on, man.
Get out of here with the freaking...
Yourself.
You know, here's the whole thing. Tina may win tonight, and if Tina wins tonight, then...
Can I come on your program and get your apology? If Tina wins tonight, will you apologize to me directly on your show tomorrow?
Yes, I will.
Okay, that's all I'm asking for, and I want to know if anybody else out there has the guts to say they're sorry to me about the gayism.
All right, no more calls, Mike? I mean, should we take another call? Okay, take one more. Let's go to Robbie on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hi, my name is Robbie.
Robbie, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. I just think what he is saying is just a bunch of crap. I mean, there is no gayety.
I'm a gay man.
I know you're a gay man. Be quiet about it, okay? I'm a gay man, too. I'm just as gay as you are. Okay.
Well, I mean, if you welch on that commitment, you're a homophobe.
No, I'm not a homophobe. You're making people homophobic because of the way you're talking. You're shoving it down everybody's throat.
No, I'm not. I'm simply saying, okay, you said you're gay?
Who cares if you're gay? You're just like anybody else.
No, but the point is, I'm trying to say about the gay vision, is that when you're gay...
There is no gay vision. There is none. It's the same as being heterosexual. There is none. You're full of it.
Are you self-hating?
Oh, come on, man. The guy's disagreeing with you, so automatically he's self-hating. If I disagree with you, I'm a homophobe, and I contributed to Matthew Shepard's death.
Look, I'm just telling you. Okay, Robbie, I know you're a gay man. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a salesman.
Okay, you're a gay man and a gay salesman.
Yes.
All right, tomorrow, if Tina wins tonight, and she will win, will you come on and apologize to me?
Well, you can make the gay people apologize, too.
That's right.
That's stupid. It's ignorant. It's stupid.
I'm a gay man.
I can't even believe he's bringing this. It's so stupid. I mean, the whole gay issue thing, it shouldn't even matter if you're gay or not, or how gay you are, the gayety crap.
My
gayety stupid.
Told me you were gay before you even came on the air. That's how I knew you were gay, because of the gay vision.
You know, the last time you were on my show, you were pitching something called Homo Vision. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
What is this, some kind of a...
What'd you say?
There is no Homo Vision.
Well, I mean...
It sounds to me like what they used to do in the 50s, VistaVision, Panavision. Sounds like something you shoot a movie with.
Oh, listen to the straight guy having his jollies. Ha, ha, ha. That's great, man.
There is no Homo Vision, okay? I can't
All
tell
right.
if anybody's
Can
gay
you,
or not.
Robbie, you know that there's no Homo Vision.
Robbie, don't lie to him.
There is none.
You're saying there's no such thing as Homo Vision.
No, there's not. I am a gay man.
Are you a better salesman?
No Homo Vision.
But you're a gay salesman.
Yeah.
Okay. That you're a better salesman today because of that.
Why?
All right, look, I got to get going.
Okay, the homophobe's got to hang up now.
Yeah, okay, I'm a homophobe. Thank you very much, Robbie, for your call. So you heard him. Tina's going to win tonight on Survivor, and when he's right, because he says he's right, we all have to apologize. Go ahead, book him his little guest appearance tomorrow, Mike. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
And now, Bill Hendry.
So I want to announce at this time that I'm not as fat as I might have looked on television last night. Again, my thanks to the wonderful people at Fox News. And I'd said this a week ago, and then I didn't talk about it at all, and now I'm talking about it again, because it was a very special thing, a very special moment. The fact that we allowed a television camera into our studio, if you missed it, well, that's, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't know what to tell you, but Fox News was here. They videotaped us doing our show. And you basically got a bird's eye view as to how the Phil Hendry Show is executed. And I watched this. I didn't see it last night. I didn't watch the Fox News last night. I was dead asleep. But I had gotten an advance. Actually, I'd gotten a little bit of a screening prior to that. And I look like a tub of guts. And I want you to know that since they did that, I've lost probably a good 15, 20 pounds because I'm down, like I said, to 232 and a half. Tomorrow's the big weigh-in day. They say the television puts weight on you, but I'm losing weight so fast. I mean, literally, one day I'm going from Orson Welles to Skeletor. You know, just tell me about it. Am I right, Mike? I mean, you know, even like 2 weeks ago, I was at Maria's reunion thing up at Davis, and we just got the pictures back from that. We got the pictures back from Mexico. We went down to Mexico in January. And I'm standing on the beach with my fat boy wife beater shirt and my freaking board shorts, and I need every inch in those things. Which, by the way, I got into this discussion with the kids. It was really interesting. Speedos, no. No, Craig, no Speedos here, man. The kids wear underwear with their board shorts when they go swimming, which Mike is nodding his head. He's totally with that, right? You know that? Do you wear board shorts when you swim? What kind of bathing suit do you wear? You got board shorts? You wear underwear with them? There is no net in board shorts. I don't wear any net, and I don't wear any underwear. Is that, what are you telling me now? Oh, gee, excuse me, you need the support, do you? Well, Mr. Schaefer, aren't you a man? Aren't you the man? Dude, I don't wear underwear under my freaking bathing suit. But the kid, just let that sucker hang out. What, do you think you're going to get a hernia? You know, you're going to get a strangulated testicle swimming 15 minutes? Look at Schaefer just put it here. My boys need a house. They need some place to live. Well, the kids do, too. And I said, what is up with that? He goes, I don't know. You know how kids are. I said, what are you guys doing? Because they wear the board shorts down with the underwear up, and that's the look. And I said, what are you guys wearing your underwear for?
We need support.
Not necessarily. I mean, you don't have to. I mean, you guys aren't playing football. hey, you know, you sleep in the nude. Some stuff you don't have to wear your underwear. I mean, I'm not, of course, when you're wearing your clothes during the day and everything, but your bathing suit? And they're looking at me all of a sudden like, oh, okay, I'm sorry if you have, you know, thanks a lot, Mr. Thumb Penis, but. So how did I get on this? Oh, yeah, the fat thing. And we're down in Mexico. I looked at those pictures. It was incredible. And Maria and I went over to a little place. If you go to Cancun and you take the ferry, and it's a 20-minute ferry from the main area of Cancun to this little island called Isla Mujeres. And I don't know if you've ever been there. It's really kind of a gas. Go down there. Then they rent you these little gasoline-powered carts, and they rent you these little bicycles. And you can negotiate the entire island, which is about 2 miles wide and 5 miles long. So it's elliptical almost, and you get into these little gasoline-powered golf carts, and you just go around the island on this thing, on all their roads, and of course there's vehicle traffic, because it's Mexico, and you know, they don't get hung up in the stuff we do, like, you know, if you go out with a golf cart in the street, maybe you'll get run over, okay? Figure it out. And it's really great, and one of the reasons why I like Mexico, and the reason why we go down there so much, is because it ain't America. And what do I mean by that? It means when you're driving on your little golf cart there, and there's a guy at the side of the road going, hey, Tecati, a dollar, Tecati. So you get yourself a beer, and you go down to the golf cart. Nobody's going to bust you for drunk driving because you're in a golf cart. Like a buck for a Tecati beer, and then across the street's a bar. And you go, hey, you know. But this place was great. I saw a picture of myself. We had breakfast over there. Maria and I went over there early in the morning, and we walked to the little village, and we found this breakfast joint. And she took a shot, a picture of me sitting at the table. My gut is larger than the table. In other words, the table is, so what do you think, like 2 feet radius? My stomach's bigger. It was bigger than the table. That was back in, yeah, this the size, if you took my stomach and just turned it into a flat thing, it would be larger, radius-wise, than the table. So that was when we go to Mexico? Was that January? What's with the hand thing? What, I'm drinking too much beer, too? Craig thinks I could just settle, just put the shot glass of tequila right on my gut. Anyway, that was January. Was that when we went? So since January, in almost 11 weeks, 34 pounds I've lost. And so I don't even look today the way I looked when Fox did the piece. I don't know how long ago they shot the tape. 2 weeks ago? 2 months ago, yeah. There you go. So that fat tub of guts you saw on television last night ain't me. The guy is a little bit thinner. But I can't tell you how pleased we were that we do a show that apparently Fox News approved of. John Beard liked it, and they did a favorable review of our show, which I know that it could go either way. They could have come in here, and then last night he could have said, you want to look at a real pile of garbage, watch this, as this guy, this clown, this guy thinks he's funny, ha 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 ha, not. And then proceed to just rip us a new one for like however long it, you know, they must have shot like 50 hours of tape, and I think, well, how long was the report last night, a minute and a half? No, what do you figure, what would you figure was, 3 minutes? 2-3 minutes? But it's very nice. We thank everybody over there. And for those of you who didn't see it, I don't know what to tell you, but do check with your local Fox affiliate. I think the Dallas is going to air it and a few others. I think it was an interesting look into the inner workings of the fat slob that was Phil Hendry, who's now skinny. The Phil, once a slob, now a skinny guy, Hendry Show. We'll be back in a moment.